coming up in just a few days now.
The 4th of July on a Wednesday this year. Bummer, but still, along with the fireworks, millions of us will be hearing this.
The sounds of food sizzling on the grill.
Yes, we love to grill at our house.
That's Mary Ann Gravely.
People want to say Gravely, but it's a southern name, so it's Gravely.
But she doesn't sound Gravely. Anyway, she's with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Meat and Poultry Hotline, the number of which we'll give you in a minute. This time of year, she and her colleagues get lots of questions about grilling, and I had some also, such as, what's the biggest food safety mistake most of us make when we grill?
The biggest mistake might be cross-contamination, which would be if you are carrying a plate of raw chicken or raw hamburgers to the grill, then you cook the whatever it is you're cooking. And then if you were to put that back on the same plate that held the raw food, you could contaminate the cooked food with bacteria from the raw food. So always have separate plates, one for the cooked foods and one for the raw food, so that you don't contaminate cooked food with bacteria.
The second biggest mistake is not actually with the grilling process. It's after the foods are ready to eat. And there, the mess up is
leaving food out too long. Normally, we would say never leave food out for more than 2 hours, but in the summertime, when it's hot, foods should not sit out for more than 1 hour. So set a timer so that you know if 1 or 2 hours has passed and put the cooked foods back in the cooler. People can serve themselves from the cooler.
And Gravely says,
it's Gravely.
Oh, yeah. Gravely says, keep foods like salads, coleslaw, potato salad on ice or in a cooler. The idea, of course, keep the cold foods cold, hot foods hot, because it's, say, between 40 degrees and 140 that bacteria can grow. Now, room temperature, they just love that. Now, you may say, aren't our foods supposed to be pretty much free of bacteria when we buy them? And, for the most part, that may be true, but not always. And, Marianne says,
even if a food was completely sterile, you could contaminated by just touching it. There's bacteria in the air, there's bacteria on our hands, in our breath. Just by handling a food, it could get bacteria on it, and you don't want that bacteria to multiply either.
And in the case of meats on the grill, you've got to get the temperature in those meats up to where the heat will kill any bacteria that's there. Marianne says we need to use a meat thermometer. You've got to. You just can't tell by how the meat looks. For whole cuts of red meat, get them to 145 in the center. For whole cuts of poultry, at least 165. For ground meats like hamburger, 160 degrees, according to Gravely.
It's Gravely.
Gravely. If you have more questions, call the Meat and Poultry Hotline. It's 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. Gary Gravely for, Crawford.
Gravely.
Gravely. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Oh, and have a great 4th of July.